turtles in Wisconsin. We're visiting today with Jamie Knack, Extension Senior Wildlife Outreach Specialist, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb. Jamie, we've been seeing some turtles on the road in the past couple weeks. What's going on?
Well, we are just coming to the end of turtle nesting season, and what you've been seeing are female turtles traveling great distances to find the perfect site to dig a nest and lay their eggs. Nest making usually occurs around or after dusk, and our smaller turtle species lay about 3 to 5 eggs, and our larger turtles, like the snapping turtles, will lay anywhere from 30 to 80 eggs. Once those eggs are laid, the female turtles will leave, and they will actually hatch on their own, unattended by the adults. And a very interesting tidbit about turtles is that their incubation temperature of the eggs will determine the sex of the turtles for most of our Wisconsin species. So that nests with higher incubation temperatures will produce more females, and nests with lower temperatures will produce more males. And in our state, eggs incubate anywhere from 60 to 90 days, depending on the species of turtle.
How are the turtle populations doing in our state?
Most of the species are doing okay. However, 4 of our 11 turtle species are listed as endangered, threatened, or species of special concern. Turtles in general are really slow to mature, so it takes a long time for them to rebuild their populations. Blanding turtles, for example, they have to live 17 to 20 years before they reach maturity and can start to breed and replace themselves.
What are some of the threats to Wisconsin turtles?
Well, habitat loss and degradation is one of the biggest threats to our turtles. We've lost over half of our wetlands since European settlement. We also have urban sprawl and shoreline development that's permanently removed habitat, leaving fewer places for the turtles to nest. At this time of year, automobiles pose a real threat to turtles as they try to cross roads. And another threat is that there's an increasing number of medium-sized predators that eat turtle eggs. So anything from free-roaming cats or dogs, raccoons, skunks, crows, coyotes. In some areas, turtle nest predation rates range from 90 to 100%.
What are some ways that we can help turtles?
Well, certainly being on the lookout for turtles crossing roadways, especially during the nesting season, which goes from about mid-May to mid-July. You can assist them crossing the road, but you have to keep your safety in mind. And the other thing is to always move them in the direction they were headed. Citizens can also report their turtle sightings to the DNR. Biologists are actually using that data to identify problem road crossings throughout the state and to document previously unknown populations of rare turtles. And then if you find a turtle nesting site, you can take steps to protect it from predators by placing a cage over it. And the Department of Natural Resources website has details and dimensions for what those cages should look like. Along shorelines, you can also leave fallen trees. It gives the turtles a place for them to bask in the sun. And of course, always leave wild animals in the wild and don't try to bring a turtle home as a pet.
We've been visiting today with Jamie Knack, Extension Senior Wildlife Outreach Specialist, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Cold.